another Wednesday. So today's date is July 16th, 2014. And if you have any situations going on, we'll help you out with that. So think of one of your situations that you've been dealing with. We'll release it from you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see how that's helped you. We'll energize the light beam. So again, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. Energize that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. So are you out there anywhere, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome. Welcome, everyone listening. We're happy to be here for another show. We have a lot of emails, a lot of testimonials, especially about all the Civil War clearings you've been doing, Ron. And you probably thought, oh, well, we're finished with that now, but it looks like, no, we still have a lot of people going through stuff over the Civil War clearing. And we did have a request from a listener, Ron, to clear grief. And I was wondering if you could do that healing for us. Maybe everyone
could think of a person they lost.
Yeah.
Yep, a grief clearing. So think of, I guess if you want to just look at Civil War grief, you can. If not, if you have just grief clearing in general, we'll do that. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. And five. Boy. And one. Two, three, four, and five. A little heavy. I'll do that one again. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
And just a reminder for everyone, if you're suffering the loss of a loved one, it's great to put the date that they were deceased into the natal barcode clearing, also into the alien keyword intercept, put their name in there. Anything around that situation that might cause you distress or bring up the past, you can try that clearing into the alien keyword intercept, which is a free healing on Ron's website. Ron's website, by the way, is creationlightship.com. We need to remember to say that every show, Ron. Okay, so we have had a lot of feedback from the clearings. If people haven't been listening to the last several shows, Ron has been doing a lot of clearing of the Civil War for people. And so I'll read some of those emails now, Ron, okay? When Ron first did a sample clearing for the Civil War, I felt discomfort in my feet. I have had problems with my feet most of my life, so I decided to do the Civil War clearing. I started doing the timeline clearing with April 1861. Well, I should say when she's saying Civil War clearing, Ron suggested that we timeline crash the Civil War month by month. So that's what this listener is referring to. I have now made it through December, and each month has been very heavy. The first month, I kept seeing Abraham Lincoln. I have no idea why, but I'm only concerned with clearing the months. I would yawn, sneeze, and my energy would be depleted. I got the life force water, and that brought me back. Growing up, my father took me over every single Civil War battleground as he felt it would help me in school. I remember at that time it had a profound effect on me. I planned to continue, but even though the war ended officially on May 9, 1865, the fighting did not stop until June 9, 1865. So I think I will continue right up until that time. My feet are doing so much better, and my sinus problems seem to be gone. So thank you, Ron, and glad to be doing this. as I would never have thought I had been involved in the Civil War.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it is. And it's so interesting to me. I grew up in New York, and we, you know, my memory is we spent like 2 weeks studying the Civil War and like 4 years studying the Revolutionary War. And it's interesting that there was so much emphasis, it seems to me, in the South more, maybe where the Civil War happened, that people learned about it. Because I have a good friend that was raised in the South, and he knows nothing about the Revolutionary War. And all of his studying was on the Civil War. So in a way, I thank you listeners that gave us these dates and things, because that's very helpful to all the other listeners so that we have more things to clear, so that we understand things. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Oh, well, we could do some clearings if we get some. So it looks like people are enjoying this here, getting rid of stuff out of the past, not knowing what's going on. But we're feeling better doing these clearings. You know, you kind of maybe want to scratch your head, you know, because it's, wow, you know, that I feel better. So that's good.
Right. I also sometimes, as seemed to happen to this listener and a couple of listeners, you might feel a little discomfort as things are leaving you. And so what this listener did, I just wanted to emphasize, was got some life force water. And I just want to share, there might be new listeners on, that at any time you can go to Ron's website and charge water, and it puts light codes, exactly what you need, into the water. You hold your glass or container up in front of your computer, and the light beam comes up and charges the water for you. Ron also does that on Wednesdays and on the monthly calls. The Saturday he does 7 containers. That was last week. And then all during the day on the 8-hour calls on Sundays, Ron charges a lot of water for us. So a lot of people are familiar with that. But if you're not, for $1 anytime, you can go into the website and charge a glass for yourself. So that was a great idea. Thank you, listener, for sharing that. Okay, Ron, here's another one. I have been listening to you for several months and enjoy the shows very much. However, when you started the Civil War clearings, I thought, why is he talking about that? And then, when will he stop talking about the war? I felt kind of bored with it. It was not until after Monday's show that I had to lay down and I felt something huge leave me. Then I realized how foolish I had been. I must have been blocking or in denial about my life. My ancestors owned a plantation and had slaves. I worked in New Orleans in the slave quarters. As a girl, I was in an organization called the UDC, United Daughters of the Confederacy, that celebrated Scarlett O'Hara and plantation life. We were surrounded by Civil War culture, and I really needed these clearings, so thank you very much.
Oh, that's great.
So there might be other people listening that are aware of that organization, or it might prompt other organizations or clubs. I know people have already mentioned the Civil War battles that people do, or have. I don't. Hopefully, no one listening to these shows is doing Civil War battles, but. If anything else comes up for you, those would be great things to clear.
Okay, well, let's do that organization name. That'd be good.
Okay.
Want to repeat it, then I'll just start it here?
Sure. It's United Daughters of the Confederacy, UDC.
Everybody, happened. So, 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that is doing for people out there. Well, okay.
Thank you, Ron.
So,
thanks. Someone said here, I had no idea about the Civil War either. This is on the fast chat. This is huge. And have had visions running the timeline crash. Saw them burning body parts of mine. So that's very interesting that this listener had no idea, really, wasn't walking around thinking about the Civil War until you started doing these healings. Now, you did mention, I believe it was on Monday's show, that you'd work on putting a healing together for this. One listener asked us to send that to him, and that we don't have that healing yet. That's something Ron's going to put on the website. So just to let that listener know, there's sometimes Ron gives away healing and we send out a link to it or the username and password, but that one isn't ready yet. Okay, we have a request. Can you clear slaves before and after Lincoln freed them?
Okay, we'll do it before. I think they're already freed. But what he did when he did that, I think he is able to ax them. So that's what happened, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think he made them citizens so they could be taxed and then other things. And then they shot him as what he was doing probably they didn't like. But anyway, there's something going on there. I don't have that much history there, but you got an email about that a while back. Oh, but anyway, here we go. So we'll do it. Okay. So before. So here we go. One, two, oh my God, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, now we'll do it after. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 8. Drop 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to say that's interesting that was a very strong clearing, and thank you for doing that for us. You do have a slavery clearing on the website, but that is for someone to, it's a whole life clearing, and you can buy that on creationlightship.com. So that is for an individual to do, right, Ron, for themselves. It can't really be used to, like, clear the slaves.
That's correct, yeah.
You just did. Okay.
Only used for one person, yeah, you... Yeah, I think people understand that. If you think somebody is going to go in there and clear the world on one clearing, it won't work at all. So it won't even go that way. But anyways, for you, that's how these things work. It's what you need in the moment is how the clearings work.
Right, right.
So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Another listener sent in, she sent in a lovely email about, with great suggestions on how you could put together that war healing for people. But she also sent in a list of some issues that were part of the Civil War and probably, not probably, are part of every war. And I thought I'd read the list and maybe we could pick out one or two of them that you could do a healing for us. And then if anybody wants this list, I could always copy it and forward it. So send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com if you want this to work on your healings for the Civil War more. So here goes. Families divided. Death, pain, fear, loneliness. Starvation and contamination of water. Economic disaster. I guess we could add bankruptcy, too. Farms and houses burned down. Livestock killed. Created hate crimes. War horror. POW. That would be a good three letters to clear, as well as the full words, prisoner of war. Post-traumatic stress disorder, suicide, diseases, physical, mental illness, cardiac ailments, gastrointestinal, mental disease, nervous ailments, and crippled for life. So that's a pretty exhaustive list, and it's a good one, and we could probably, you know, even think of some more. How about... Could you give us a sample of a loneliness clearing, Ron?
Yeah, here we go. So that's on the website, too, I think, of loneliness. So you could do a whole lifetime. Here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, oh wait, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So that's doing for everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ron. Now, and actually, I think I misspoke there. I'm not sure that it's the same person that wrote in the ideas for your clearing that sent that list, but someone else sent a list too. Environmental pollution clearing, chemicals in the air from burning garbage or chemical sprays, medical toxin clearing, vaccines, and testing of chemicals for research or mind control. And, you know, I think there is a lot of mind control that goes on when people are in the army. Okay, now let me just check our fast chat. Oh, okay, this is interesting. Okay, we have a request for a healing for guilt and forgiveness.
Okay, we'll do guilt first. Here we go. So one, two. Oh, yeah, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, getting heavier, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, okay. What's the other one we want to do?
Forgiveness.
That's what I thought. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, oh, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. So we'll see if that happens there.
Well, I really, really felt that, Ron. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the healings. And here's another list of things people really did their homework, Ron. You asked people to write in about how they felt about the Civil War clearings and also to make suggestions for your healing, and we really got a lot. So here's another listener wrote, Ron, I know people who fought in Iraq. I feel it would be helpful to have in there, meaning the healings, trauma, seeing people die, killing, being honored for killing and having guilt, survivor guilt, heartache, loneliness, substance abuse, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder again, sacrifice, mind control, following orders, regret, sleep disturbance and nightmares, adrenaline addiction, the brain gets programmed to seek danger and fights, generational job choice, fathers, people don't have choices, I guess. The father went in the army and they go in the army. A lot of fathers fight and maybe abuse their children or wife. Then the children become abusive, so emotional heredity, I guess that is. Verbal abuse and expecting obedience over unconditional love due to armed forces type training. And if she's saying thank you, and this would be a big help. And I guess this is the woman that sent in the earlier email with all the suggestions on how you might want to put that healing together. So it's a sad subject. And that's why I think it's interesting, Ron, that starting on 4th of July when you started clearing, got onto the subject of wars, that the Civil War became such a huge issue for you. You know, you realized it was a big issue and for so many listeners. But I think there's still a lot more that people could heal if you did have a war clearing. So we look forward to that.
We'll see how that comes about here. I'll be checking on it probably this weekend
here. Okay, great.
I don't know. We could do, anybody out there want to suggest a clearing for the Civil War? We have some call-ins, too.
Right. Someone on the fast chat says, Ron, thanks, Ron. That last clearing sample was major. Someone saying separation anxiety. Did I say that? And I don't remember now if I said that exactly, but that's a good one. Okay. Someone has put on the fast chat, I guess, specific battles. Vicksburg, operations against Vicksburg, December 1862 to January 1863, and Grant's operations against Vicksburg, March through July of 1863. Could you do a sample of a healing of that, Ron, or is that...
I kind of lost what you were saying there, so...
Yeah, it's a couple of battles. Operations against Vicksburg... and Grant's operations against Vicksburg,
two different
dates.
Feels complicated, but we'll do the Grant one in what year?
Grant's operations against Vicksburg, March through July of 1863.
And we'll do that one.
Okay.
I don't know. Here we go. So one, two. Boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, man, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much for all these healings. Now, did that last healing feel strong to you because a lot of people listening were still connected to that in some way, or were you just going into that the past there and clearing it?
It's just clearing the past. It felt like a lot of things were dead and a lot of torture and just, you know, war stuff that, you know, didn't feel very, very nice to me.
Right. Well, if you look up the Civil War on Wikipedia, it has a long list of all the different battles, and there are a lot of them. You can go through each one if you're really feeling this strongly, as it seems like some people are, and you can just clear each one individually. Okay. So one more. I don't know if you want to do another sample, Ron. Someone's asking for a clearing over things you may have lost, like losses because of a war.
Boy, I don't know. Losses of what, like body
well,
parts?
Well, he said hurt. He says hurt and loneliness clearing from outcome of war over losses. We kind of already did loneliness.
Yeah, I don't know what else to look at, you know?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, the person who requested the two battle clearings is writing in thanks. I can feel my breathing getting easier, and he's asking to please do the other one against Vicksburg. December 1862 to January 1863.
Okay, I'll do that. So here we go. I'm sorry if I'm complaining. One, no, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Heavy. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, and thank you very much, listener, for those sharing those dates, and it may have helped some other people listening as well. I'm glad to hear your breathing is getting easier. So I think that maybe that's a good idea to go through some of the battles and clear them individually on the timeline crashes or your emotional body clearing if you're doing that. The natal barcode, put the dates in. Okay. Someone said the guilt and forgiveness clearing felt great. I have less tension in my neck. So thank you, Ron, for that. And someone said, how about if a mate or a child went to war and never came back?
Well, boy, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We got a caller, eight, nine, and ten. Hey.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Hi, do we have a caller on the air?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Ron and Ann, for doing this work about the South. I was born in the South, And until I was in the first grade, I always heard about the war. And when I found out that the war was a civil war and that the South lost, I was totally shocked. I mean, that's just kind of the density of the environment. But I'm calling to address the issue around the loss from war. In the South, all the healthy, able-bodied men were pretty much wiped out. And the only men that were left were ones that couldn't go to war, or ones that did go to war and were traumatized or maimed. And so for years, a whole generation after the Civil War ended, the South was a wreck. And, I mean, I'm getting emotional just talking about it. It was traumatized. It's in the land. So, Ron, what can we do? What can you do to clear the trauma from the huge loss of life and families and property and a whole civilization got wiped out in essence?
Boy, Jiminy. Let's do a clearing. Word's not coming to me. What's the word that, you know, some countries do to wipe out a culture? There's a word for that. Not getting the word.
I know what you
genocide?
Mean, Ron. I'm not getting. Yeah, genocide. Right.
Genocide?
Okay, yes. So let's do that. That's great. Here we go. Everybody, sit down. You're probably going to fill this one here. So, one, releasing the energies. Two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, how's that feel for you?
Yeah, that lifted a lot, but now what's coming up is grief, extreme grief and sorrow and suppressed sadness, just all this suppression of feeling the sorrow and the grief and the pain.
Now, excuse me, may I ask a question? Would you say that, you know, I know that you listen to the shows for the most part. Is this coming to you newly? You know, now since this has come up, you realize that's in your life? Okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like you were aware of this, a year ago or 5 years
well,
ago.
Well, not in years. A few years ago, I went back to the South, and I was shocked to see the way people held their posture and the way just the whole, I mean, because I've been gone for 20-some years. I've been in the West, and to go back and the contrast between the West and the South was shocking. And at first, I didn't quite get it, and then I went, oh my God, this is trauma from the Civil War. It's still being dealt with. So, but now, yes, this is another whole level right now. I mean, I'm actually deeply touched. I'm surprised how much stuff's coming up and out of me.
Boy.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. You know, that it seems to be happening to a lot of people, and thank you again, Ron. So is there anything else you'd like to share? Or?
Well, yeah, if I could do a clearing around grief or loss or sorrow or suppressed feelings, I don't know what's the best handle for it. But, I mean, what shocks me is I've had this energy suppressed in me. I mean, maybe it's obviously in my DNA or whatever, but it's kind of shocking to... And I feel so much better. I'm the one that wrote, I can breathe easier. I feel like there's more room in my chest to breathe. just from the clearings we've already done.
Yeah, boy. Okay, that's let's just do a clearing for in case you're attached to the land. We'll just throw that one out there. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, well, getting rough, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what that does here.
That's good. Space. A lot of space. Thank you, Ron.
Welcome. Yeah, that's, I never really thought it would go, you know, the way it's going here. You know, it's just like, wow, this is, I guess this, like that, you know, maybe infinite sadness. So we'll do that clearing here for people. I don't think I have infinite sadness on the website, but I do have a sadness clearing. I could have that, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you could check, Anna, to see. But here we go. So clearing that away from people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see how that works. How's that feeling for you?
Peace. Peace.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. And Ron?
I'm going to do a clearing. This is probably an emotional clearing, but the clearing is going to be for seeing, body parts, blood, you know, all that stuff that you see in war. And maybe even, seeing your friends, that way, okay? So let's do that clearing here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh, man, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I've seen so much of this myself going through the tunnels and things, but it doesn't really bother me that much, looking at it. But, yeah, it's does look pretty pretty gruesome if you can see what I'm seeing. So here we go. We'll do it again here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time here. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Geez. Back to you guys here.
Wow, Ron, so many healings tonight. Thank you very much. Before we go too far forward, I wanted to answer your question. You do have an infinite sadness clearing on the website. It's a whole life healing, and you also have it for seven generations. So if it's something deep in your history, you can go through the seven generations as well.
Okay, so...
did you have anything else to add?
I don't. Do you have anything, Jay, if you're still there?
Are you still on there?
I'm here. I'm just peaceful now.
Okay.
You know, just enjoy this.
Good.
Well, the only other thought I have is somehow or another just clearing the whole southeast. I mean, I don't know how to phrase that or whatever, but it's like my heart really goes out for how much pain and suffering is still going on there, and people don't even know that it's impacting them.
Yeah,
and one listener put a comment, Jay, that the people that you saw, that you see, rather, that look, have the hunched shoulders and all, probably were in the Civil War, too, and but they don't realize that that's what's affecting them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's still there, but no one has a clue. No one really knows. They're just walking around in it, in the soup. They don't even know they're in the soup.
Yeah.
Well, maybe on one show, Ron, we could clear the states.
That's a good idea.
That's a big project, though.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, let me kind of see what... things kind of having like a life of its own, you know. I mean,
it is.
I didn't see this much. I heard another beep. So maybe we got another caller, I guess.
Okay, are you feel set, Jay? You feel complete?
I am. I'll hang up.
Okay, we'll let you go then. Thank you so much
for
calling. That was so interesting and helpful. Bye.
Did I hear a beep there? Because I thought I heard one.
I thought we did too. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
My name's Lori, and I'm new to your show. And I said you do healing on all things other than war things.
Yes, we do. We've been on a just it seemed to be something that reached a lot of people. But we do do a lot of different healings. Did you have a question about something?
I do. I've had in this last year in particular, I've had a feeling that I might have been killed in a previous lifetime due to practicing non-traditional spiritual practices and intuitiveness at the time that they were considered unacceptable. And I don't know if that's so, but that just seems to be coming up for me.
Oh, what you're saying is that maybe you got killed because of that, or somebody got killed because you were doing something to somebody?
I don't think I was doing something to somebody. I had the feeling it was the other way around. I could be wrong. I don't know, but that's what my feeling is.
Okay, so can you repeat that? I'm in a moment, so I just need you to repeat what you said.
My feeling is that it was due to spiritual practices. You know, like people used to be thought of as being a witch or whatever, that they were in that time, and they may have been tortured or whatever happened. I feel like something may have happened in a different lifetime.
Are you saying that you think you were killed because you may have been doing something with spiritual energy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That was considered unacceptable in the time.
Okay, so that could be very possible. You have an idea of what clearing could be online to even do this? I can do a sample for this here.
Pardon me?
Well, what I do is I do sample clearings, and yours might be a lot deeper than just doing a sample. Okay? So, I'll have Ann check something out and just see what she gets. But I'll do a clearing from that, okay? You have a lot of energetic bodies that could be activated in this lifetime, since now you talked about that and you feel that could be true, even if it's not. But the fact that it's in your mind reference means that you're connected to it. But here we go. I'll do a fear clearing for you on that. So this is for that one particular insight that you're looking at or feeling about. So here we go. Remember, everybody has, thousands, if not millions, of incidences of a situation like this here. But we'll do one of these that you're looking at. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. Everyone else listening, too. So one, I'll count to five to release it. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. Feel a little bit lighter now. Do you?
Hello?
Yes. Do you feel a little lighter now? Did you feel something release a bit from you?
I feel some energy right now, actually.
Okay, good. So I would suggest, since you're new, that you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. There are many free healings on there, and start with those. Ron recommends everyone start then with the emotional body healing, which is a whole life healing. You can also find out about that. And I hope you'll keep listening to the shows, because Ron does give a lot of information on here. And there's a lot to read on the website as well. So
okay.
We appreciate you calling
all right.
In. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too, and I think we have another caller. Do we have somebody else on the line? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought I heard another beep. Okay, thank you, Don. Okay, well, thank you.
Hey.
It's always nice to hear from a new listener.
Let's bring in some peace energy. There's a lot of, I don't know, it just feels like a lot of energy out there going different directions. Like opening the can of worms, and geez, they all got out,
Right.
Or like a jar full of cockroaches, it fell over and they're everywhere now. So let's do some peace clearing to help people out. So here we go, peace energy. So bring up the light beam, stronger, 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 stronger. stronger and stronger. So that should help you somewhat, I hope, everybody. Yeah, this whole war thing could get into, you know, we could be doing shows from here to the end of the year on it, probably, I think. I don't know, you know. Because everybody could pick their own particular war, you know. Well, I'll do a clearing. This is not on the website that I can think of. It could be on one of those clearings, but let's do one for scars. Okay? So here we go. Scars. Maybe you got cut with a bayonet or something, or got stitched up. And you didn't look the same afterwards. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. So, and this is probably going to be related to the Civil War area and time. So here we go. One, releasing the energies. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I'm going to do one more. This is for maybe drinking water that, you know, was, in a sense, poisonous to your body. Okay? Oh, here we go. Toxic water. So here we go. I already feel this thing is going to be pretty bad. So here we go. One, we're liberating. Two, three, four, whoa, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. There are, thanks for so many healings you did tonight. I really appreciate that on behalf of everybody. There are a lot of people commenting on the fast chat that they really, once again, are having reactions, everything from yawning to releases. Someone said it released off their head. Someone's neck is cleared. But a couple of people are feeling sad and, you know, kind of not feeling well from these clearings also. So is there some way, because we're almost to the end of our show, and I was wondering if maybe you could do a clearing for all the listeners right now so everybody feels really in their body.
I'll bring in peace, but you got to go in and do the Be Here Now clearing. That's a free clearing. Do that one. And hopefully that will help you. You want to get in the present moment and get out of that. Remember, you're in those timelines now. We're bringing forth, because we're doing clearings, those timelines. So you want to get into the present moment. And if you still feel funky being in the present moment, then do some timeline crashes on how you're being affected. Because you've been dealing with this. Remember, what we're doing is you're getting energies released from you. This could save your life. Well, remember, it's already there and you're living it. And so now you're getting a chance to get rid of it. So I would do timeline crashes on it. Get on and do a bunch of timelines, you know, maybe 500 of them or something. So here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here for bringing peace energy. So stronger, 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 Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. It's pretty much time for us to say goodbye. I just wanted to say that this Sunday there will be an 8-hour call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and that's an all-day physical healing on the Creation Lightship, and it's a wonderful experience. Tomorrow there is a clone body removal special at 5:30 Pacific time. That is a call that Ron does live, and you can find out about that on the website. And on Friday, there's an entity removing call, also at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, another show on Friday night at 7, again, Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2. So I hope you'll all join us again, and I thank you for all the wonderful participation. And there were questions and emails that still we didn't get to tonight, Ron, so we'll move on to those, leave them for Friday, or we'll just keep going. But thank you all for checking in, and thank you, callers. And thank you, Ron.
Everybody, so hopefully you're doing better. Yes, we brought you into a new awareness, new horizons here. So, like I said, do the timeline crashes. That's probably your best bet to get rid of residual stuff here. And probably going to be seeing things maybe happening, you know, around you that will be changing or that you may sense. Maybe you might go to a store and hear people talking like maybe they're from Alabama or someplace in the South, and you live somewhere else, you know, where you have a different speech pattern, and you go, wow, why am I hearing these people talking? Well, it's just a validation for you that, you know, this is the energy that you're living in right now, and you probably want to get out of it, but listen to what they have to say. Well, eavesdrop on their conversation or ask where they're from. And remember, they're there to help you as you see a stranger, because it may be bringing forth a blocked energy in you that you could have cleared. So anyway, blessings, everybody. And, you know, drink some water and, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing and see how you're doing. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. See you later, everyone.
Good night, all.